Imam Johari Abdul Malik grew up in Brooklyn, New York, and was raised as an Episcopalian. But as he grew older, he began a search for spirituality. During graduate school, he found his calling and embraced the Islamic faith, eventually becoming the first officially recognized Muslim chaplain in higher education in the U.S. He holds degrees in chemistry and genetics, is a scholar, a community leader, a musician, and he is also an avid golfer. But above all, he is a man of faith and believes all people can achieve greatness.
Superman, what does he do most of the time? He does nothing. But every now and then, he's called upon to do something superhuman, to have a capacity to care, a capacity to love, a capacity to see, a capacity to speak out. And just for those few moments, he gets to be Superman. Most of us, I think, are like that. Maybe you don't see that super moment.
Even though he was raised in a Christian church, he believes he was born a Muslim.
In the true meaning of the word, we're all born Muslim. And so I'm not joining something new. I'm not changing my religion. I am just following the natural progression and dispensation.
And that natural progression led him to be a religious leader, an American imam.
In our community, what it means is someone who is responsible, who cares for, who's been trained and educated just enough to lead the people who are under him in the community.
In addition to preaching about life and religion, Imam Johari also teaches a class on Islam at a Virginia college. He says his two roles are very different.
The preacher is saying, this is what we believe in, take my word for it. The teacher is saying, I'm going to ignite your mind in a way that causes you to assimilate this information that I'm giving to you, wrestle with it in your brain, think about it, challenge it, look other places, and then I'm going to examine you to find out if you can think.
Whether teaching, preaching, or playing golf, Imam Johari is an inspiration to his many followers. For Urdu TV's Imran Siddiqui, Jim Bertel, VOA News.